Shayis where a mace is, if there's a mechitza there, it helps on the other side of the mechitza, there's no tumum. In hitzel mace, chomer shekein chaluka b'yoholim. Because the svara, this mechitza makes like a new oil. Like the oil you said of a tumas mace, true. If you touch the mace, pshit you become tummy. Here we're talking about those things that are not touching the mace. Just you're in the same room. So how does it work? Because you're under the same oil. It's like there's one roof. So anything that comes down is metame you. But if you put up a mechitza, it like makes into two different oils. Like an oil only spreads out as far as the walls go. When you have a wall there, it stops. So if you put up a mechitza, you make like a new oil. So tumas mace has to do with oil. So if you have a mechitza, it's a new oil. Like Rashi says, the pasuk says, kol asher b'oil yitmo. Fahani labu oil ninu. Now that you have a mechitza, you made like two separate oholim, it's not in the same tent. That's why it's tahor by tumas mace. But tatsu b'kli cheresh, you want to say in svarit, should also help to make a tahor in the middle of this tanner, hakau shein chalutzim b'yoholim. There's no like, or else some gear says, shein chalukim b'kli cheresh. There's no halacha b'chalukim in the kli cheresh itself. A kli, it's all called one kli, even though it has mechitzas inside, as long as the mechitzas do not come above the kli itself, it's only part of this kli, it's all called one big kli. Rashi says, like, b'tamiya, shein chokim kli cheres, the mechitzas, hugach teicha karina bay, it's all called teichai, lemaitz, it's all called what's inside this one big oven, and if anything that's inside it becomes tamei, machmas avir, kli cheres. That's what the Chum argue on Reb Leza. Vakoponim, you see this svara that ain't a mina mechitza is not machrib, does not divide up the kli into two. So now the Gemara says, Hotena, this is very good that we're saying, the way we want to answer Rav, that Rav holds ain't a minoi, is not machrib, that if you think by kochim l'shem chulim, it is not possible. Like we're saying now, since it's ain't a mina, it's not the same category, it's not possible. So Atenef is a good svaro, the Rabbonin. According to the Rabbonin svaro, that they say, what? Mechitza le'matzelis. That a mechitza by Kli Cheres is not divided in two. Because the mechitza is like Eina Minoi. It's not the same category as the Kli itself. Therefore, it does not break the Kli into two. It does not make like Teich Teichoi. So if you understand what Rav says, that the Lav Minoi is le'machribo. The question is, though, but the Reb Leza, though, according to Reb Leza, that he says that even a mechitza breaks the kli cheres, even though it's neina minoi, still it helps. So according to Reb Leza, what's Rav Svar to say that if you shech the korban chatas l'shem chulin, why should it be kosher? So Gemara says, Reb Leza kal v'choy mekomar. In other words, really Reb Leza also agrees to Rav Svar. But you do not have to say that Rav is saying that his halacha is told in the is Tanoim between the Rabbanan and Reb Leza. It could be Rav Svara goes according to everybody. That even Reb Leza agrees that really in Svara should say an Eina Minoi is not Machriv. Just the reason why he says the Mechitza could also break up the Kli Cheres because he has the Kal V'Choyma. He learns it out from Tumas Meis. That's his reasoning. By Meis I see that a Mechitza divides the room into two. See also in this Kal V'Choyma I say the same thing by Kli Cheres also. But without the Kal V'Choyma, he would agree to Rav Svara that L'shem Chulin does not pass by Kochim. An Eina Minoi is not Machriv. For the Mori Hochi, if so, Hosem Nami Lema Kal V'Choyma. If so, no, even by Kochim, by Rav's case, I should also say a Kal V'Choyma to say that L'shem Chulin should pass the Korbin. Why? I have the Kal V'Choyma. Kochim, Mechalim, Kochim. If you're going to tell me now that you're shechting this chattis, and you have a mind to do with L'shem HaKorban Oilo, that passes, even though it's not such a bad machshava, because still you thought about Kochim. If so, Chulun L'Koshchein, in Svara, shouldn't I say for sure, if you shechted this Korban chattis, L'shem Chulin, that for sure it should pass the Korban. And we see it does not. So L'Chura, Rav does not go according to Reb Leza. Because according to Reb Leza, the same Kal V'Choyma should have by Chulin also that the Machsheves Chulin should pass the Kochim. So Chur Rav does not come out good according to Reb Leza. So Mora says no. El a time of the Rav, the reasoning of Rav could be Kerevi Al Gersas Reb Leza, The Shita says should be Kriya B'loi. Like we'll see, like Gemara said later on, the Yom or should be Gemara Ledi. He says the reason of Rav is like this. My time with the Rav. What's the reason of Rav that he says L'shem Chulin does not pass by Kochim? Because the pasuk says for Lo Yichalulu as Kochim Bnei Yisrael. That you should not have the wrong machshava. B'shas you bring a kochim, you should not go to pass with the kochim. So the pasuk is clearly lo yichalu as kochim bnei Yisrael that we dashin kodoshim mechalalim kodoshim. If you have the wrong machshava to a different kochim, that passes. Like Kilah Grav says, if you shech the korban chatis l'shem a korban oil l'shem a korban shlomim, that makes a psul. But v'yein chulin mechalim kochim. But a machshav of chulin does not pass a kochim. So that's Rav's reasoning, and it could be that Rabbi Lezer also agrees to Rav. So if it could be, Rav goes according to everybody. Moreh says the chura, no. Alma, what do you see from here? That asi yikro, afkin the kal v'chayma. So what are you telling me? Even though in svar you have a kal v'chayma, that l'shem chulin should pass, oh, but the pasuk comes and tells us not like that. I have a pasuk here that tells us no. The pasuk tells me only kodeshim is mechalal and not chulin. So you tell me now the pasuk comes and says against the kal v'chayma. So if so, I have a kasha then according to Rabbi Lez also then. If so, hochi nami leisai toichoi lifke mekal v'chaymai. Still we have a pasuk that says toichoi. There's only tomei, things that are inside the kli and with ashening v'loi toich toichoi, and not something that's inside another kli. So why don't I say when the pasuk says toichoi, anything inside becomes tomei? That means even though you have mechitzas there, mechitzas means nothing. It's still called inside the same kli cheres. What was Rabbi Lezer's svara? Because he had a kal v'chomer from tumas ameis. But so what? Let's say it's like a gzeras hakosav over here. Toichoi, anything inside the kli becomes tamei, even though you have a kal v'chomer to learn out from tumas meis. Still, the pasuk takes it away from the kal v'chomer. So we still have to say that Rav is not like Rabbi Eliezer. All right, a turnover. Again, because just like you're saying, Rabbi Eliezer, even though he has a kal v'chomer, even though there's a pasuk toichoi, still we say no. The kal v'chomer, the svara means more than the pasuk. Like because of this kal v'chomer, we dash in the pasuk differently. So it should be the same way by Rav's svara also that chulin. If I have a kal v'chomer to say chulin should be machriv, I should dash in the pasuk differently. So chur Rav again is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says no. Ataya hai toichoi mi boy leili oichlin shegivlon betit. Hatei Rav Lezer holds this kseras across of a toichoi does not come to exclude mechitzos. That mechitzos are no good? No. He holds mechitzos make it, it's not called toichoi. So what do I need the extra pasuk toichoi? What do I learn out from toichoi? So he learns out like this. Mi boy leili oichlin shegivlon betit. Let's say you have food that's like around the food is dirt. You put like around the food, around the apple, it's covered up, its outer surface is dirt. And now you put this apple inside the ear of a tanner, and there's a sheretz inside the tanner. So one svar is sakh with that the Rim and I would have thought to say, the maisa, the sheretz, could not touch the apple, since there's a coating of dirt around it, then that's not called part of the pri. Said most of the sheretz could touch the dirt. The dirt is not a bar, it's not a dover to mekabel tumah. So since there's no tumas negiya, maybe the avir nami loy metami. Maybe now that this apple is found inside the avir, the ear of the tanner, maybe also it's not mekabel tumah. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush of this pasuk toichoi. That anything inside this toich, anything inside the avir, the kli cheres, becomes tummy, even though you can't touch it. But a kol ponim, it has to be inside the same kli. Mashenki, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, when you have mechitzas there, if you divided up the tanner with wood, you made wood mechitzas in between, he holds that's not called toichoi. So the pasuk does not say mechitzas do not help. True, there's an extra pasuk of toichoi, but I use this pasuk of toichoi to teach me anything inside the kli. Not that it means even though there are mechitzas. No, if there are mechitzas there, it's called that two separate kelim. But what does toichoi mean? Anything inside it? And even though the food is surrounded with dirt that you cannot touch it, still now that it's in the avir, that's the chiddush. That anything inside the avir of a kli cheres, if the sheretz is there, even though the sheretz is not directly touching it, it has a loch as if it touched it. So that's the chiddush according to Rav Lezer. Therefore, it's good. There's no stir in Rav that by kodeshim, where the pasuk says lo yichalo is kodeshim in Yisrael, even Rav Lezer holds. Well, you have the gzeras hakosiv that kal v'chaim does not take away from the gzeras hakosiv. So only by toichay, use toichay for something else. The masses of Rabbonin, Hanach Latzicha Kroot, Rabbonin said, this I know in Svara. I do not know a posik, I do not need an extra posik for this. That's in Svara. Lemaisa, the sapple is inside the Kli Cheres, even though it's surrounded with dirt. So what? Lemaisa, it's inside the Kli Cheres, that's enough in Svara, I know it becomes Tommy. So what does the posik Toichay means? Mashmi, even though there are mechitzas there, still it's called Toichay, still will be Tommy. The other Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Barami, Rami, he asked another question between Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailim. He asked a spiritual question between the Loch of Shinu Kodesh, which means we ashech the chattis l'shem another korban, to the Loch of Shinu Bailim, which means, let's say, ashech the korban chattis, not l'shem its owner Ruvain, but l'shem somebody else, Shimon. So he asked the Umeshane, and he gives an answer also. What was the question? That Niyom or Rav, is it true that Rav says that Chatis Sheshochtu L'Shem Chatis Ksheiro L'Shem Oilo Psula? This is a Gemara later in Dav Zayin that it says there that Rav says, the son of the Gersa Ravom, that a Korban Chatis, if he Shechtu L'Shem Chatis, means even though he Shechtu this Chatis that was brought on the Chet of, let's say, Dam, for another Chet of Chelev, still is Ksheiro. This much is not called the difference of Shinui, that the Chattis is still kosher. But the Shem Oila Psula, but the Shech, the Korban Chattis, the Shem, a Korban Psula, Shem, a Korban Oila, that's Psula. Alma, what do we see? The Lav Mina Machrebo. The different type of a Min, a Korban Oila, passels the Korban Chattis. But the Mina Le Machrebo. But as long as Yad Machshova for a Chattis, even though you did the chet of eating chelev, and you had a mind to bring it l'shem echatas for dam, still is kosher. So you see, demino l'machrebo, you had machshava for the wrong chet, but as long as both of them is for korban chatas, it is not possible. Is this true? Ivor marav, Rav says, Rovom, that chatas sheshochto al mi shemachuyiv chatas psula. By the loch of Shinu Bailim, it is shech the korban chattis for somebody else, for a different person, not for the owner Ruvain. So you shech Ruvain's korban chattis. The shame Shimon, so depends. If Shimon is also mechuyiv chattis, then psula. Since this korban has shaychus to him, this Shimon also needs a korban chattis. So that's called the machshav of psula that passes the korban. What's going to be on me? Let's say a shechted l'shem Shimon, that Shimon did not do a chet, he does not need the korban chattis. At most, he needs a korban oila. Zen alocher is ksheira. That's not called the shino bailim, that the korban is still kosher for the first owner for Reuven. Alma, what do we see? The bar mino machriv bo. If this Shimon, the second person, is mechuyiv chattis, he's a min of a chattis, then that machshav apostles. But the lav mino, but if the Shimon is not mechuyiv the korban chattis, only a korban oil, a different min, loy makrivbo does not change, it does not passel. So you see, by shinu kodesh, minoy is not machriv. And by shinu bailim, minoy is machriv. So it's a stira, or they should have both the same halachis. Or Mishani, the Gemara answers, Hosom over the other posik says, Vishochat oisoy lechattis om rachmona. Negeat is shinu kodesh, to which machshava, which korban you have. The pasuk says you have to shecht l'shem a korban chatas on rachmona, v'rei chatas l'shem chatas nishkato. He shechted this korban chatas l'shem a korban chatas, even though it was for different chet. For one was the chet of chelev, one the chet of dam. But so what? L'maisi shechted it l'shem a chatas. Ma'ashenkein hocha by shinu bailim v'chiper olav ksiv. It says you have to shecht for him. So olav v'loya chaveroi, not for yichav, not for somebody else. So the ik is chavera dumididei, but your friend the psul has to be he's somebody like you. Shem mechuyev kapor kamoisoi. Only if the shimon is also mechuyev a korban chatas like you are. So he says Reuven's chatas that the kohen whoever shechts now shechts l'shem shimon. If shimon is also minoy the chaveroi, he's also mechuyev a chatas. That's called the psul shelo l'shem of a shinu bailim that makes the psul in the korban. So the kitzur is a gezeras hakosef, the chalukim. Now Rav Chaviva Rami shinu bailim atoich toichu mishani. Rav Chaviva has a stira in the loch of shinu bailim. The loch of the vidashim mifua about a kli cheres of toichoi for loy toich toichoi. Umishani gives an answer. What was his question? Umi yom Rav, the truth that Rav says. That chat is sheshochta misha mechuyiv chat asula. A misha mechuyiv oilok sheiro. Alma, what do you say? Dimina machribo. If the other person is also mechuyiv chatis, a minoy is machrib, makes a psul shino bailim. But lav minoy, if the other person is not mechuyiv chatis, loy machribo, the machshov does not pass all the korban. And shino bailim, a machshov of ena minoy, is not machrib. Vatanya, we learned, toichoy. What's makabel tum in a kli cheres? Anything that's inside the kli cheres for loy teich teichayim, and not something that's inside a different kli, and afilo kli shetef matzel. Even though the inside kli is a metal kli, it's not an earthly kli. It's also it's not considered teichay. So what do you see? You see, even an ena minay is also machriv. Even a different min of a kli, not a kli cheres, but a metal kli or a glass kli, also makes it a ptur of teichav loy teich teichayim. So here I see Eina Minoi is Machrev. And by Shino Bailam we say no, only Minoi is Machrev and not an Eina Minoi. Well, Mishanin answers like this, Abo Toichoi Ksivei. There are four types of drushes by this parish of Toichoi, what's inside the Kli Cheris becomes Tommy. The drusha is like this, Toich, he could have just said Toich, and it says Toichoi. And again, Toich, Toichoi, it says two times the word Toichoi. But both could have just said the word Toich, so it's like four drushes. So chad legufay for dikur alochem. That's anything that's inside a kli cheres when the sheres goes. There's also become tummy. For chad legzera shava to make a gzera shava we make out of over here. Why she says she tama sheres as a kli. Even though it doesn't touch it, need a gzera shava for this. Chad toichoy shozer for le toichoy shalacher. Why she toichoy shalacher means lemute kli shetef mi tumas avir elim kem noga. It only has Hilchas Tumas Kli Avir by a Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli, the Chiddush is, that even though the Sheretz is not touching the food inside it, as long as it's inside the same Kli, the Tumah goes around. That's only Aloch and Tumas Kli by Kli Cheres, and not by Kli Shetef. That the Joshua of Teich, V'loi Teich Shalacher. And Yiduch Teich, the fourth one, is a Joshua, V'loi Teich Teichoi, V'afli Kli Shetef Matzel. So Kitzur is a special Gzeras HaKosov of an extra word Teichoi teaches us only Mekabel Tumah Teichoi what's inside this Kli Cheres itself but not Teich Teichoi any type of a Teich Teichoi even though the second inner Kli is a Kli Shetef it's a regular Kli not a Kli not an earthly Kli it's a metal Kli it's also a Metair Senechnam even though usually a name Emina is not Machriv but here it's a special Gzeras HaKosov of an extra time it says the word Teichoi teach us is only Tumah Teich the Kli But Teich Teichai, even though the second Kli is not a Minoi, it's ain't a Minoi, here it will be Machriv, it will be Matzal, it will keep it Tor. That's why there's no steer between Shino Bailim and the Loch of Teich Teichai. Alright, we'll stop here.